Hello there, welcome to my podcast. My name is Dennis Herrera, and you are listening to the Dennis Herrera Show. Today I want to talk about what tariffs are and what they do for us. How do we benefit, if we benefit at all? And why is it important to have tariffs in place? I did a quick research, and I searched in Google, and this is the basic information that I could find that makes sense for us. Let's start with what tariffs are. A tariff money, a type of tax levied on imported goods, ultimately goes into the U.S. Treasury Department. This revenue, like other tax revenue, is then used by the government for various purposes, including funding government operations, paying down debt, or potentially offsetting other tax revenues. This can give tax cuts and can pay down the deficit of the United States to the world. Now, who pays these tariffs? Well, the U.S. importers who bring goods into this country are responsible for paying tariffs. The collected tariff revenue is deposited into the U.S. Treasury. Now, how is this used? The government can use this revenue for a variety of purposes, including funding government programs, reducing the national debt, as I just mentioned, or even offsetting the cost of older tax policies, like tax cuts. So far, we're on the same page. I think that's pretty much what I understood, and that's exactly what we're reading here. Now, we do have about, I think, $36 to $7 trillion deficit in our country. Well, I spent 4 hours listening to Congress, and the big, beautiful bill is going to give us big tax cuts. It will also cost up to or around $4.5 trillion. Now, you can say, how is this big, beautiful bill going to help our deficit when it's going to cost up to $4.5 trillion more in deficit? Well, I agree with you, and I understand the question. But here's a few things that we must look at. One of them is going to be the deals that President Donald Trump is making around the world. Now, remember, tariffs are a negotiating tool as well. The deals that President Donald Trump is making adds up to around $13 to $14 trillion in investments here in America. Not only are those investments going to bring a lot of money into our country, but also by having tariffs, we will also make more money on top of those deals. Everything has a purpose, and a lot of people just can't see everything all at once because maybe some people only pay attention to the one thing, which is what they want, but they forget to look at the big picture. Like, for example, I watched the 4 hours of Congress going around the bush on the big, beautiful bill because they say it's going to cause more deficit. But they don't tell the American people that this big, beautiful bill is going to make money work more efficiently for the American people. Let's remember that the United States has been used and abused by other countries taking advantage of our given nature. And because of this, the United States is not as prosperous as it should be. We all need to be on board with these tariffs and support President Donald Trump because our enemies are watching our division. They are watching the Democrats trying to get these tariffs to go off. They are trying to disarm the President Donald Trump from making the best deals for the United States and for fair trading throughout the world. If we don't stand with the president and we don't allow him to make these deals, we are being part of our economic problem. Now, during the trade between countries, who benefits the most? Most goods moved between the United States, Canada, and Mexico were moved between countries tariff-free because of Donald Trump's U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. But after seeing how the borders are not being secured and fentanyl and other drugs coming into our country from the north and the southern borders, our economy has suffered a great deficit, not only because of unfair deals, but because of all the criminals that have come into this country selling drugs. For decades, the United States has been losing manufacturing jobs. Big corporations are moving out because of taxes being imposed on them. We find today that businesses that try to be here in America and bring prosperity to the United States and its people are being forced to leave the country because of regulations, high tax increases, and they're just not allowed to do business to make profit. How can you keep employees if you don't allow companies to make profit? It's no secret that the European Union is not looking out for the United States, and it really is some sort of adversary to the United States of America, to be honest. Even people in France and other European countries are against the European Union. You see, people want to see fairness. People want to see prosperity. People want to be happy, but they want to be respected as well. They also want to feel successful, and they want to feel peace. They want to know the country is secure. And if we don't have the economy to support our military, our defenses, we are just not going to achieve that goal. You know, many Democratic states and even Republican states suffer from high taxes, which causes high prices on food, housing, gas, etc. By having tariffs in place, businesses will have to make a choice if they want to make a business in foreign land or if they want to make a business locally here in the United States. The key is, how is this government going to help these businesses be successful? Well, cutting taxes on big corporations. It's a big incentive for them to stay in the United States of America, right? And hire American citizens to work, and residents, of course, and anybody else that has the right to work in the United States of America. Now, you can make the argument that, oh my gosh, the gas prices are so high, and oh my gosh, the car prices are going to go up as well, and it's going to be more expensive for Americans to buy a car. I find it very interesting that people here in America are more than willing to pay $110,000 for a Mercedes-Benz that in Germany they use for a taxi or Ubers, but they do not want to spend more money on American-made cars. I think devaluating foreign vehicles on top of tariffs, it's a good idea. It should be higher than the American cars and trucks being devalued so fast. Sometimes as soon as you leave the parking lot from the car dealers, your car is already $10,000 below its actual value. How is that possible? In the meantime, foreign cars coming in here, they don't lose their value as much. Why is that? We all know America is the land of opportunity, and everybody has the right to make money and to be successful. We live in a capital system where we thrive to make wealth for ourselves. But more importantly, so that we can help our economy grow and become better so that this nation can be great again. I'd like to say in conclusion, should we have tariffs in place? Should we lower taxes for the American people? I believe the answer is yes to both of them. Yes to tariffs and yes to lowering taxes for the American people. Do not be afraid to pay a little bit more money for American-made products. Donald Trump, our president, will make a good deal so that we can still make money. Selling and buying goods, it's a good thing, but it's better when it benefits us here in America. But also, through all the deals that he's making in other countries so that they invest in our country, remember, money makes the world go around, and we need a lot of it if we are going to stay as a big brother to the world. Don't forget that China and Russia are best friends. They are not our friends. Now, Donald Trump, you know, because of diplomacy, says that he has a great relationship with President Xi and President Putin. But Putin and Xi, they just signed some diplomacy deal to support each other. President Donald Trump is already working on the Golden Dome, which is going to protect us from aerial attacks, from missile attacks, which will give us an advantage. But we, the American people, need to support the president. We are all in for the win. We don't fight to lose to anyone. We fight to win and not to get a participating trophy. Guys, that is all I got for you today on tariffs. I hope that this little podcast or message is encouraging and it brings some light into your life. If you have any questions, any input, or something else that you would like me to add or talk about, please leave a message in the comments below. You know, I really want to hear your ideas as well. I don't pretend to know everything that I speak about. This is just my opinions. This is just my observations. And while I'm not an expert on economics or anything like that, I am almost a half a century old, and I have enough experience on watching other people's success and failures along with my successes and my failures. And I think that is always important that when we vote a president in, that we trust in his judgment. But more importantly, that we trust that God has control of our country. Thank you so much for your support and for listening to my podcast. Till next time, you all be blessed.